And now, while we're waiting for Andrei Tchaikovsky to return to the platform to play the second work in the first part of his recital this afternoon, which is Beethoven's D major sonata, opus 28, a word about him as a person. Well, he was born in Warsaw in 1935 and studied at the State Music School in Lutz and in the Paris Conservatoire. He later worked with Stefan Askenazer, making his public debut in the Chopin competition in Warsaw in 1955, winning a prize. He also won a prize the following year in the Queen Elizabeth competition in Brussels, after which Arthur Rubinstein said of him, "I think Andrei Tchaikovsky is one of the finest pianists of his generation. He's even better than that. He's a wonderful musician." He's played in all five continents with most of the world's major orchestras, including the New York Philharmonic, Chicago Symphony, Berlin Philharmonic, London Symphony, and so on, under such conductors as Böhm, Giulini, Kletzky, Reiner, Metropolis, Schmidt-Isserstedt, Davis, Durati, and so on. During this year, Andrei Tchaikovsky's concert career takes him as far afield as Mexico City and Auckland, and also includes many major European centres, such as Amsterdam, Berlin, and so on. He's now British and makes his home in London. In fact, he was chosen to be the first pianist to play in this hall, Queen Elizabeth Hall, as part of its opening celebrity concerts. Several of his compositions are now being performed in England and abroad, Germany and Holland recently, including song cycles, a clarinet sonata, a string quartet, a piano suite, and he's just completed a piano concerto and is now working on a full-length opera. He started his career via competitions in the usual way, but in the first 3 years of his career he had such an enormous success that he played almost 500 concerts. In his first season he was, for example, already playing with all the major orchestras. After his first concert in Germany, he had to return to that country the following season for 3 months and 40 concerts. However, by 1960, in the fourth year of his career, he decided to reduce his concert activities drastically. He turned his back on the jet-age career, and his activities have since then crystallized around a distribution of his time and talent in three directions: a concert career, composing, and musical activities for pleasure. Well, having told you all that about our pianist this afternoon, I must now tell you that he ends the first part of his recital this afternoon here in the Queen Elizabeth Hall with Beethoven's Sonata in D Major, opus 28. Beethoven wrote this work in 1801 when he'd turned 30 and already had 14 published piano sonatas behind him, more if one counts the three little sonatas that were published before he left Bonn. A publisher of this D major sonata once gave it the not inappropriate title Pastorale, though, as Toby pointed out, Beethoven's own notions of pastoral style, as shown in the Sixth Symphony, are much more racy and of the soil than anything that can be found in this sonata. The work is in four movements, with an opening allegro on a particularly large scale. Then follows a much simpler andante in D minor, then a very quick scherzo, allegro vivace, and the rondo finale is marked allegro ma non troppo.